it's embedded in what I would probably say sometimes in human nature. When you're somewhere too long, you become complacent. You take things for granted. You think that now people owe you instead of the fact that you owe them. And this is exactly what happened in the situation here, where power went to this man's head and everything was about him and no one else. He was driven by self-interest and all the others just fell in line because the people he had around them came from the same kind of club that they just also assumed because he was doing it, they could also do it. And it went right across the party. I mean, it's so interesting right now. You'll see there are a lot of audio clips or text messages on social media by those party members stating that the reason they lost was because of X, Y, and Z, the things we've been saying for the last 5 to 6 years. And you say, but why are they saying it now? Why didn't they say it at the time?
But Mr. President, some people are blaming you. Your critics are saying you literally handpicked your successor. He was your vice president, and you gave them, in spite of pieces of advice, that, you know, they are equally qualified people that you could choose from.
I totally accept the blame. That is why I have consistently and regularly admitted to the nation publicly that I made a mistake. I apologize to them for having brought this upon the nation, and that it is my responsibility to ensure that I fix my mistake by ensuring that he is removed from office. And that's what I've been doing the last 6 weeks since I returned to the country. I've been on an intensive campaign. I crisscrossed this country urging voters not to vote for this man because our future depends on ensuring that we remove him and his cronies from office.
Mr. President, what are your expectations of him? You've been there before. You were vice president, president. What are your expectations of him? Because he said he dares not fail the people of Botswana.
Of course. And I'm sure he means it. Because, you know, especially coming from this recent era where the people of Botswana were failed by this disastrous regime that we've just got rid of. I'm sure that's very much uppermost in his mind, that the expectations on him and his party, his government, are going to be extremely high.
Mr. President, before you go, what is your message to the people of Botswana?
My message to people in Botswana is that we must take a lesson from what has happened, because we used to think we were immune from this kind of necessitic leadership. We must make sure it never happens again. We mustn't become complacent. We mustn't take our democracy for granted that will always deliver us the best leaders. So in future, going forward, whenever we are engaged and participate in the democratic process, we must try our best to ensure that there are checks and balances, that we don't have these kind of people who are driven by self-interest ever leading this country again.